definitely the excitement's building. Just coming up here and seeing the cars and the signs and the whole atmosphere, Letterkenny again. Yeah, definitely really looking forward to it. It's been a while now since I've been out, so the anticipation of a rally coming up, at one time I would never have been nervous, but I have to say definitely the nerves are starting to rattle all right.
You haven't been in a car for a while, but you got this many WRC. Can you trouble a couple of boys in front of you on the entry list?
Realistically, no. But, you know, Donegal's a very strange event in the sense that you never know what it throws up. Nothing wrong with the car. It's a good car. It's 1600 WRC Mini, prepared by McGeehan Motorsport. The car's been around, a few of the cars have been around a while. I'm taking a left-hand drive car for this rally. So they're at a bit of a disadvantage that the car's 1600 against some of the other WRC cars like Donna's and Gary's or 2 litre cars. So this is the same old argument now that's gone on a few years over these WRC cars. There's some of them 1600 and some of them 2 litre. So I would say we're at disadvantage of that there, but as I say, you never know what Donegal will throw up.
Yeah, and it's a special rally, and even if you don't want it to finish, it is always special, Eugene.
Well, I think that was mainly my reason for coming back to do the rally. You know, I had no admiration to do the rally for the last 4 or 5 years. Just different. I think mainly the rules of the championship is what was holding me back, because we had put a lot of time and effort into this mini project, along with Derek McGeehan, and that was the car I wanted to rally, and therefore it wasn't competitive, so that's why I haven't done any rounds of the championship or Donegal. But I felt this year, you know, it's the last year off, well, I think it'll be the last year of the WRC car, so I said, look, I don't want to miss the rally, don't want to miss the atmosphere, and you know, we put an entry in a couple of weeks ago and we said, you know what, let's go do this.
Yep. Do you still get the same buzz about thinking about racing in Donegal, rallying in Donegal? You said you didn't lose any love with rally, but you sort of put it in the back burner, but it's always there in the back of your mind, and I suppose it's always there in the gut to go rallying, is it, Eugene?
Yeah, it's a natural instinct that I think I was born with. You know, I'm getting on now. I'm 49 years of age. I have done a lot of rallying, nearly 32 years of rallying. You know, you've covered a lot of ground. I've done a lot of events, done a lot of big events, done a lot of Donegals. I think I've done something like 18 Donegals or 17. So, you know, that whole thing and excitement never goes away. But I think it's, you know, with these cars, there's a big budget involved in it. And it's not that the budget's not there. It's a case of, you know, you have to get off your backside and get out and do a wee bit of work to get it. So I'm not sure what the right word is for it, but you know, that enthusiasm maybe hasn't been there in the last few years. But I think this year, with the entry free that's, or the entry list that's there, the R5 cars are there, there's a good field of WRC cars, there's, you know, I just say to myself, look, I can't miss this, you know.
Yeah. And having the title of being a former winner of Donegal, I'm sure you still get a buzz off that, Eugene, and people greet you and talk about your times that you've won here in the International in June. Is that probably the best honour that has ever been bestowed on you on the sport, do you think?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, having won 5 Tarmac Rally Championships, and, you know, quite a lot of rallies, definitely Donegal is a jewel in the crown of all the rally wins. You know, you've got to remember, this is the second biggest attended motorsport or rally in the UK and Ireland, and the biggest, I think, is Rally GB, so it rates up there with one of the best events in Europe. So to come here, have that amount of support, and having the rally having that amount of support with spectators through social media, through mainstream media, you know, you can only heighten the whole excitement of it and the anticipation of it leading up to it, but also the taking part. I mean, there's nothing beats driving over that ramp on a Sunday evening if you get that far, and as you quite rightly pointed out, it's a task in its own and it's an achievement in its own to finish the event, but doing those famous stages and you know, you know the likes of Knockalla, you know, Glen Village, Atlantic Drive, you know, you just have these classic stages which world championship drivers will even come back and say that they've Donegal is some of the best roads in the world, so you mean you can't miss out on that.
Yeah, I can see the smile on your face when you're talking about Donegal and them stages in particular, and you look as if you're itching to get back at it again, Eugene. So we wish you all the best with Donegal. We're speaking to you, fingers crossed, at the finish ramp.
Thanks very much, and I will enjoy it. Thanks.